beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
Well, children, we've read about Jesus, we've sung about Jesus, and what we're going to do for the next few moments is we're going to see just why Jesus is such good news. And children, the way that we're going to do that is we're just going to look at one little verse from the Bible. It's the verse that Tom read. It's there on our sheets. It's John chapter 8 and verse 12. And children, in this verse, we have the words that Jesus said, not when he was born as a baby, not when he was a toddler, but when he'd been born, been a toddler, been a teenager, been a 20-something, and now in his 30s was telling us really important things, just why he is such good news. Children, I'm going to read us a little bit of that verse again, and I want you to tell me who Jesus says that he is. When you know the answer, let's have that glow stick up in the air. So let me read the verse again. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world." Okay, children, who does Jesus say that he is? Who does he say that he is? Brilliant, he says he's the light of the world. Have you worked it out now why you've got your glow sticks? We are thinking about why Jesus is the light of the world. Great job. Let's just put this back so we can see it. Here we go, let's get rid of the darkness. Brilliant. We're thinking about what Jesus said when he said that he is the light of the world. Now, children, lights are good, aren't they? I went through the house the other day and worked out how many lights we had and how many I could find. I've not brought them all, but I've got a few of them here. So, who knows what this is? What's this? Green one. What's this one? Yeah, what's this? What's that?
A light bulb.
It's a light bulb. Brilliant. You put it in at home, you turn the switch on, and you can see things. Light bulbs. Brilliant. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, this one is my desk lamp. This came off of the desk. This is so that I can see, so I can do some work. I've even got this one I really like that I plug into my computer so I can see. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, what's this? Who knows what this is? Oh, I heard it. It's a torch. Brilliant. It's a torch, isn't it? We use a torch to see where we're going when it's really dark. It helps us see things. Okay, we're now in the camping section, okay? This is my camping light. I like those because they hang up. There's one that you can put on your head with flashing lights so we can see things, so we can read in a tent at night. There's even one for your tent pegs, so you can see your ropes and not fall over. Children, when we see lights, or lights are good, aren't they? Because they help us see things. So lights are good. And children, the same is true in the Bible. When the Bible talks about light, it's a good thing. Let's just make sure we've got this. Okay, in the Bible, light is good. Let's try it together. We put it up in the air for the good. Are you ready? In the Bible, light is good. Brilliant. One more time. In the Bible, light is good. Brilliant. So when Jesus says that he is the light of the world, he is saying that that is a really good thing. He is saying that that is a brilliant thing to be the light of the world. Now, children, Jesus being the light of the world, Jesus being light means that he is someone who gives us really special information. That means he tells us things that we really need to know. Children, tomorrow you will get some presents, I am sure. And sometimes presents come with really important information. So maybe tomorrow you'll get some Lego. And with Lego you get really important instructions about how to build it. Generally, dads make sure that they're the ones in control of the instructions, and they say they're helping you, but really they just want to build it themselves. But Lego comes with really important instructions. Maybe you'll get some clothes tomorrow. Here's a Christmas jumper. Christmas jumpers come with very important washing instructions. Otherwise, you end up with pink Christmas puddings. Information is really important. And Jesus comes to give us important information. So just so we don't forget that, we're going to turn our eye into an information button. Let's put this up here. Brilliant. Jesus, as the light of the world, comes to give you and I really important information. Now, children, there is some information that you can go to all sorts of places to find out. I know we don't like to talk about homework, and I'm sure you haven't got any over the holidays, but sometimes when you have homework or you have a book to read and you get to a tricky word, you have to find out what the tricky word means. Sometimes that means, doesn't it, that you have to ask a parent. Sometimes it means you have to ask a teacher, or you could look it up on their phone or look it up on a computer. You could even be really old-fashioned and look it up in a dictionary. There are all sorts of places you could go. Or think about tomorrow. Think about the information you need to cook the turkey. You could have a look on the packet. You could go on the computer and ask Jamie Oliver. You could go old school and get out the cookbook. Good Housekeeping is the one I work with. You could get that one out, or you could do what we normally do and just phone my mum and find out what you should do. Children, there are all sorts of places we can go for information about all sorts of things. But when Jesus says he is the light of the world, he's helping us see that he is the only person we can go to find out some really important, must-have, essential information. Jesus is telling us that he's the only one to go to find out some really important things. Now, children, to help us see this, I've got another light. It's a special light. It's a light that shows us things that no other light will show us. So let's have a look at our board. If I shine a torch on here, there's nothing to be seen. But let's find our special light. It's hidden behind here. Let's turn our special light on. Here it comes. Now, are we ready? What do we see? Brilliant. Okay, now, children, help me. What's this letter here? Oh, what's this one here? Duh. Okay, so what have we got? Guh. Oh, duh. What does that say? Who knows what that says? God. Brilliant. Lots of hands, lots of voices. That's brilliant. See, what Jesus comes to do as the very special light, as the only person who can tell us, is he tells us what God is like. And children, the reason he can do that is really simple. Because Jesus wasn't just the baby who became a toddler and a teenager and a 20-something and who then became a 30-year-old. He was also God himself. How do we know that? We know that because when we look at the Bible, we see that the things he said were things that only God would know, and the things he did were only things that God could do. So Jesus really is God, and he shows us in the Bible that is true. And because he really is God, he really shows us what God is like. That means we don't have to guess about what God is like. We can just look in the Bible to see just what God is like, because Jesus is the light of the world who shows us what God is like. Children, just so we don't forget, I'm going to make sure we put that up on the board now. So let's stick our R. And let's stick the D as well. Excellent. We can turn this one off for a moment. Now, children, that's the first thing we see. Jesus comes to give us information that only he can give. And the information, the must-have things he tells us, are what God is like. But, children, here's the amazing thing. Jesus doesn't just come to show us what God is like. He actually comes to tell us what we are like as well. And that's what we'll think about after the next song. So, children, as the light of the world, Jesus gives us must-have information. He tells us things. The first thing he does is he tells us what God is like. And the next thing he does is he helps us see what we are like. Children, we're going to take a look at that verse again. I'll read it. And I want you to tell me what it is that those who follow Jesus will never walk in. Let me read the verse. When Jesus spoke to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. What does Jesus say that those who follow him will never walk in? What will they never walk in? Yes, but what will they never walk in? darkness. Yeah, they will never ever walk in darkness. Now, children, what we need to know, let's think about this for a moment. What have we seen about light? Is light good or bad? What do we decide? Good. But in the Bible, we're going to see that darkness is bad. Now, children, think about our torches again. If I don't have my torch and it's dark, I can't see where I'm going. If I don't have the light bulbs at home, I can't see to do things. If I don't have my special torch when I'm camping, I can't keep reading my book at night. I can't keep seeing things. Children, light is good and darkness is bad. That's the general idea. That's the big idea we see in the Bible. Let's just make sure that we've got it. So let's have these in the air for good and down for bad. Are we ready? So light is good. Darkness is bad. Let's try it one more time. In the Bible, light is good. Darkness is bad. Brilliant. So children, that means that when Jesus talks about walking in darkness, he is talking about a bad thing. He is saying that actually, and he says this in John's Gospel, he tells us that actually to walk in darkness means to not live God's good way in God's world. To walk in darkness is to not love God or live God's way. Now, children, we're going to get our special light again so we can think about just what Jesus means and just how God sees us. Let's get the light again. Here it comes. Okay, let's put it on here this time. Okay, children, it's time to look at me this time. Now, children, what is it? Let's have a look at the letters this time. What's the letter here? And this one? I, yeah. And what's this one? Okay, now that word, someone put their hand up. Let's tell me, what does that word say? Let's go. Yeah, what's it say? No, okay. Keen, but no. Yeah, brilliant. What's it say? Brilliant. Thank you. It says sin. Children, when Jesus talks about walking in darkness, he is saying that we all have a sin problem, that when God looks at us, he says that we haven't loved him like we should. Let's have a look. We haven't loved him. That's why it's got a cross there. And we haven't lived his way. We haven't loved him. We haven't lived his way. And the Bible tells us that's called sin. And sin is a problem. Sin means walking in darkness. Children, there are all sorts of ways in which we sin. Sometimes we sin by disobeying our parents. Sometimes we lie or we cheat or are unkind or we try and get our own back. As we get older, we get a little bit better about covering it up. But the truth is that God tells us that we all have a sin problem. That none of us love God like we should, and none of us live for God like we should. And Jesus comes to make sure that we see that we've got a sin problem. Now, children, that seems like a funny thing, doesn't it? To come and tell someone they've got a problem. But children, the reason Jesus comes to tell us we've got a sin problem is so that we can see that sin is serious and we can see that Jesus came to save us. Jesus tells us we've got a sin problem so we can see it's serious and we can see how Jesus saves us. Children, the reason that sin is serious, the reason that sin is bad news is because sin separates. Children, now, which of you enjoyed the food earlier? The popcorn was my favourite. Okay, who enjoyed the food earlier? The food was great, wasn't it? All those good things next door. But imagine this afternoon, if we'd come in and all the curtains were closed and the lights weren't working and we couldn't find our way from the front door to those good things. The darkness would have separated us from all that was good next door. Well, in the Bible, Jesus tells us that our sin separates us from God and all that is good. So it means we can't know him as our friend and our father now. And it means that we won't be able to enjoy life with him forever. You see, children, our world is full of good and bad, of light and darkness. But Jesus tells us the day will come when actually those who walk in darkness will only have darkness. But let's remember, children, Jesus comes to tell us sin is serious, but Jesus comes to tell us how he can save us from sin. And that's what we'll think about after our next song. Okay, children, we've seen, haven't we, that Jesus being the light of the world means he gives us must-have essential information. He shows what God is like. He shows us what we're like. And he shows us how much we need him to save us. And we're just going to think about how it is that Jesus saves us. Now, children, I'm going to read the verse again. And when I read it, I want you to tell me what it is that Jesus gives to those who follow him. Let me read the verse again. What will they walk in? What will they have? I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Children, what is it that they will have? They will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Yeah, what will they have? The light of life. Brilliant. They will have the light of life. What does Jesus mean? Well, Jesus means eternal life. He means life that goes on forever. Children, the problem with all these other lights is sometimes bulbs blow, sometimes batteries run out, sometimes we have power cuts. I'm really sorry to say, but even your glow sticks will not last forever. But what Jesus tells us, the great news is that those who follow Jesus will enjoy forever life with Jesus. Here and now, that means they'll know God as their Father and as their friend. And one day they get to enjoy life with him in the perfect world he promises forever. A world free from sin, free from sadness, free from sickness, free from sorrow, free from all the things that sometimes make life in this world really unhappy. Children, what Jesus promises when he says the light of life is that we, if we follow him, can enjoy life with him forever, where all the bad things of this world are taken away and all the good things will be enjoyed forever. And children, here's the truth. Here's how Jesus makes it possible. Jesus makes all of that possible because, having been a baby and a toddler, a teenager and a 20-something, when he was in his 30s, Jesus willingly, even though he'd never done anything wrong, Jesus willingly went to the cross to die for people like you and me with our sin problem. Just so we don't forget that Jesus is also about salvation. We've got a cross here. Here we go. There's our little cross. So Jesus isn't just about information. Jesus is all about salvation. Jesus tells us that if we follow him, we can have the light of life. We can have eternal life. And children, what we need to do is just understand what happened when Jesus died on the cross. Children, you and I, because we haven't loved God and we haven't lived his way, we should be separated from God and all that is good forever. But the amazing good news for us is that Jesus willingly went to the cross and died in our place. Jesus took the darkness we should have. He was separated like we should be. Even though Jesus had never done anything wrong, he willingly died on the cross. And children, that is brilliant news because that means that he completely takes our sin away. When Jesus dies on the cross, he takes our sin away forever. But children, the amazing thing about Jesus dying on the cross is that it's even better than that. He doesn't just take our sin away. He gives us his sin-free life. When Jesus dies on the cross, he actually makes it so when God looks at us, he sees us as sin-free. Children, it's as if the present of the cross is that he gives us a brand new shirt to wear. Jesus doesn't just take our sin away. He makes it possible for God to look at us as perfect in his sight, as people who've always loved God and always lived his way. Let's check it out. Let's make sure it's true. There is no sin there to be seen. For all who follow Jesus, their sin is taken away forever, and God looks at them as perfect in his sight. Children, people who follow Jesus still sin. They still do things wrong. They still struggle to live God's way. But because they trust in Jesus, God sees them as sin-free now and forever. Children, that is the amazing good news about Jesus who came as a baby and who died on the cross. And children, let's come back to our verse. Let's see what it says again. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me. When Jesus says whoever follows me, he means that anyone can follow Jesus, whether we're young or whether we're old. Anyone can follow Jesus. And to follow Jesus, there are just three things we say to Jesus, or we say to God in heaven. We're honest about our sin. We say, Heavenly Father, I know that I've got a sin problem. We trust in Jesus. We say, I trust in Jesus and his death on the cross. And we say we're going to live for Jesus. We say, Heavenly Father, with your help, I'm going to live your way every day. We'll still struggle to do that, but if we do that, we are forgiven by Jesus, and God will see us as perfect in his sight forever. Children, that is the news worth celebrating at Christmas. That is the brilliant good news to remember, not just tomorrow, but each and every day. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you that he gives us information, but more than that, he gives us salvation. He shows us what we're like, and he willingly dies to save us. Please help us to be people who follow Jesus each and every day so we can have the light of life forever. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's stand and we'll sing our last song together. It's been a joy to celebrate Christmas. Let me just pray for us as we stand together. Heavenly Father, please help us as we celebrate Christmas tomorrow and over the coming days, as we remember the birth of Jesus, to remember what a great thing it is to follow him. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.